To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo of the first sunset of September on the shores of Lake Ontario in Oswego, New York, comes to us from Celestial Blue Photography. This photo just makes me have to say, my Lord and my God, as Rocco Saya was definitely in the right place at the right time when he captured this magnificent scene with its stunningly beautiful contrast of colors that highlight the natural beauty of God's creation. Moments like the one captured here just takes your breath away, and I know if I had been there, I would have been seated on that park bench and would have just been overcome by the goodness of God and sat there basking in his transcendent beauty until the light dissipated and the glory faded to black. Or until I got bored. Yeah, let's face it. We humans have a limited capacity for staying in the presence of God. And quite frankly, as much as we should seek the Lord's presence, wisdom, and love, the linear nature of our existence and the space-time continuum demands that we move on. Our fleshliness can also move us along as well. I am sure we have all have experienced moments in life where our pleasure or joy was such that it made us wish that it would never end. When we find moments of euphoria, love, or peace, we want to hold on to them, and we get the irrational desire to stay in the moment, or keep the party going, or rest in the love forever. I am delighted to say that I've been there several times in my life. It's good to have moments of pleasure, love, or peace that you never want to end, but trying to hold on to or recreate those moments in and of themselves can be where we go astray. Getting drunk for the first time felt strange, new, relaxing, and liberating, but deciding to pursue drunkenness as a means of happiness leads to diminishing returns, various negative consequences, and addiction. The pleasures of sex, food, travel, and other experiences can also lead to cycles of disappointment, dissatisfaction, and dependency. It's easy to point out the limitations of these physical or worldly pleasures and the dangers of going to extremes with them. Often people state that the key to mastering the pleasure principle in these areas of life is to use moderation. Moderation works for some, but more often than not, moderation really just means maintenance until the next time we go overboard and we have to deal with the extreme negative consequences of when we threw off the reins of self-control because moderation wasn't what our flesh or selfish desires wanted to do. These breaks from moderation can occur because of stress, the desire to bust loose, or on special occasions where we give ourselves license to let go. Personally, I've made great strides in conquering my addictive cycles, but even in my current state, I'm still vulnerable to treating stress with a letting go of restraint in areas of the flesh. Yesterday, I found out that my work assignments are changing once again. And while I'm sure I can handle the challenges that lie ahead, a big part of me wanted to stay in the moment of my former position. Arbitrary changes happen sometimes, and we have to adapt to the new circumstances. Just how we don't want our good times or moments of pleasures to end, we don't want our status quo to change. So although I accepted the news and assured myself that I've been there and done that, the old anxious patterns of fear, loathing, and dissatisfaction were barking at the door. And while I didn't let them in, I found myself demanding comfort for poor me. So on the way home, I picked up some food that was ready to eat and overindulged at dinner last night. The food I chose to overindulge in wasn't outside of my food plan, really. So I will warn my friends, if you're going to fall down, try to maintain some control and fall where it is relatively safe. I am somewhat ashamed to admit that I needed that, but these bumps in the road don't need to derail our progress. I can overcome one instance of eating more than I should. The key is to not stay there, and deciding to continue going in the way I should go with the new day. Our walk through life is going to have its challenges, and we can learn from our mistakes. In the past, one of these comfort food binges would have been a no-holds-barred smorgasbord of extreme indulgence that would have had no limits in terms of types or the amounts of foods consumed. Typically, the buying spree of treats would have exceeded what I could eat in one day, so the food binge would have continued for another day or two, and possibly set in motion an extended period of neglect or an abandonment of any attempts to be healthy altogether. But those days are over. I only bought one overindulgent meal. Now I am committed to get back on track today and feed my spirit rather than my flesh. So today, I will draw close to God and enjoy His presence. I look forward to turning to Him and being built up in my spirit through focusing on who I am in Christ, how God is helping me to grow, and by reflecting on the wisdom of His Word. It is my hope that the next time I encounter stress brought about by changes in my circumstances, that I will choose to draw close to Him and have Him comfort me rather than seeking solace from something in the world. So, as we have made it to Labor Day weekend, and I am sure that lots of my friends will be experiencing changing circumstances in the days and weeks ahead, let me encourage you to try to recognize the patterns you may be subject to and ask the Lord to help you come to Him rather than giving in to the things that will give you guilt, shame, or regret. Life can be difficult, but we can learn and grow as we walk through it. If you fall, try not to fall down as far as you have in the past. And remember that God loves you no matter what you do, and He will always be there for you to help you get back up and to walk into the life of peace, joy, and love that He has for you. So keep walking and talking with God, because no matter where we may go, we can always find comfort in His presence. This morning's meditation verse is 1 Thessalonians 2:10 from the New King James Version. It says, "You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe." Today's verse points to accountability and living an authentic Christian life. It points to being a real Christian. The Apostle Paul is reminding the church at Thessalonica that while he was with them in the past, he walked the walk of being a devout, just, and blameless Christian. Since Paul had left the church at Thessalonica, false teachers had come into their midst and were causing trouble and leading some people astray. Paul isn't boasting about his conduct as an authentic Christian. He is attempting to correct the errors that have come into the church and uses his past conduct as evidence of his trustworthiness. Therefore, we need to walk the walk as well as talk the talk of being a Christian. It doesn't matter if we tell everyone about the truth of Jesus Christ if our lifestyles don't reflect an authentic Christian faith. If our actions or attitudes aren't in accord with the Word of God, people will think that the Christian faith is no different from any other religion or worldly philosophy. If we don't live our faith, our attempts at sharing the gospel could do harm, as people will think that Christians are just a bunch of hypocrites. While we will never be perfect on this earth, our lives should reflect a change from who we were before Christ and who we are now that we have made Christ our Lord and Savior. The Lord calls us to repentance not only for our own benefit. Our transformed life in Christ benefits us, but it also gives glory to God and can be used to show others the power of God. Our transformed life can also be used as evidence to prove that we are true Christians that can be trusted. So keep following where the Lord leads you in terms of personal sanctification. He wants you to be devout, just, and blameless before Himself and before others. The word of God says that God's will for our lives is our sanctification. So pursue His will and prove to those around you that He is good, just, and can be trusted to save and make all things new. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue to share from June Hunt's Boundaries, how to set them, how to keep them. continuing on with a section called definitions. So if you want to know what the definitions are for boundaries and what are boundaries, go to mpforchrist.org and look for that portion of this resource on our blog today. It's near the end. To learn what boundaries are and how to set them and how to keep them. And we'll be sharing that resource until its completion. So keep coming back for more, and you'll learn and grow in your faith. As always, I invite people to check out our discipleship classes that are in the podcast archives, Victory Over the Darkness and The Bondage Breaker. And if you want to follow, you know, not only listen, but study and build yourself up in the most holy faith, you can email me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the class materials, to share your progress, and to be encouraged. As well as we also offer a Bible study with the Sincottis on our podcast. We'll be doing a new Bible study tomorrow morning, but hey, you can catch up. There's lots of messages. We started back in the spring, and there was one per week, so there's lots to listen to. All the outlines are on the website as well, so you just have to search for the particular study that you're going to listen to, and you can listen and follow along with the outline as you listen by going to the website. Okay, it is Saturday. It is Labor Day weekend, and I have no plans, but I'm greatly encouraged because I am discipling people, via email and the podcast as I described, and I've gotten some material to grade. I don't grade anything, but to give feedback on, and that in itself is awesome because you see somebody, you know, really pursuing the Lord, and you get to, you know, share about your experience. So I have that to do today, and I have to look at the new Freedom in Christ course that I'm starting on Thursday to prepare myself, and I'm gonna most likely record the podcast for that today. So there's that. There's the Word of God. There's Christian books I have, and my life will be rich, and I might even do some yard work over the weekend to clean up the borderland that has been overgrown for the entire summer, as I had spoken about previously. So there's stuff to do. However, if you have something better for me to do, reach out to me. I'm on Facebook at MT Clark, and you can reach me through Messenger to invite me to a party or whatever. But I'm not sure about my availability, quite honestly. But I'm just kidding. I'm not that lonely. I have the Lord. Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope everyone has a lovely Memorial Day Labor Day weekend, and God bless you all.